small town, 30 miles from Trinity South. I wonder which way the wind blew on July the 16th, 1945. The cover yellow on the range started so strange as he woke to be burned by the flame.
It seems like a story that just won't go away. And for residents of southern New Mexico, who are eyewitness to the birth of the nuclear age, the suffering from the illness and deaths they believe were caused by the first nuclear detonation, the Trinity test, or Trinity nuclear accident, as some call it, this suffering never will go away. This coming Saturday, July 17th, residents of such communities as Tularosa, Carrizozo, and the Apache Nation will gather on the Little League ball field in Tularosa for the 12th time to mark the day the world changed forever and to remember neighbors and family members who have and continue to pay the price. Tina Cordova, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, tells why it is important to hold the candlelight vigil to mark each anniversary of the July 16, 1945 Trinity test. 3 weeks later, the United States would detonate the first atomic bomb, make that the second atomic bomb, 1,500 feet above Hiroshima, Japan. Cordova says the time for acknowledgement and justice is more than 75 years overdue, and that she and a growing contingent of Trinity Downwinders and other victims of nuclear mayhem are determined to achieve redress.
Many years ago, the late Fred Tyler, he and I decided that, you know, if the government wasn't going to keep track of, document, or record the deaths of the people who in our community had died, we believed, as an from the overexposure to radiation from the Trinity test, then we were going to do that. This is our opportunity to reflect on all that we've lost, the people that we've lost to cancer. It's a solemn, somber event. We light luminarias in memory of the people we've lost, and we call out each name. We're also going to have an actual town hall meeting earlier in the day that day in Tularosa at 2 o'clock to update everybody on the bills that we expect will be introduced in Congress just about any day now.
Can you tell our listeners here about those bills and what they would do?
We have had bills introduced in Congress for 10 years now to amend what's called the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act to include the people of New Mexico, because we were the first downwinders any place in the world. And we've never been included in this fund that's been set up since 1990, a full 31 years ago. And so we have been working very hard with members of Congress for the last 10 years to get the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, amended. And we believe that we're closer than ever now, because the actual original bill will sunset in 2022. And so now there's a great deal of political will to do something about that.
Also, the downwinders from Trinity, from other places, some places in the South Pacific, also the Navajo Nation, you have kind of formed a coalition of sorts to give your cause more strength. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You're absolutely right. A few months back, I decided that it would be in everyone's best interest if we worked together as a cohesive coalition to include the downwinders from places like Idaho, who've been fighting for inclusion for many, many years also, from places like Guam and the Pacific Islands. We're also working with downwinders from Utah, who actually have been participating in the program for 31 years, but are worried now about the fact that it's going to sunset. And then we brought together uranium miners from the Navajo Nation, from Laguna Pueblo and Acoma Pueblo, and we have a very good working group. We call it the Frontline Communities Group. We've been working directly with Congress because there are members of this group who have been working to craft language that would go far enough in the bill to cover as many people as possible. The two bills will be bipartisan bills. And then we also have bipartisan support amongst governors in the West.
And that was passed like in, what was it, 1990, something like that. It helped to compensate some of the folks from the downwinders of the Nevada test sites. It didn't include the people from Trinity. That's what you're really after, isn't it, to be included in the in that legislation? I just want to be clear.
That is absolutely true. The compensation and health care coverage was set up in 1990, 31 years ago. It pays downwinders from the Nevada test site partial restitution for what they were exposed to and what they've been through ever since. It never included the downwinders of New Mexico. I will also add to this, Dennis, that the people of New Mexico were downwind of the Nevada test site as well. That's very well documented because the government made sure when they went to Nevada that they set up monitoring stations all over the West. And so it's well documented that through the summer of 1962, when they did the above ground tests at Nevada, people in New Mexico were affected. But the compensation or restitution ends right at the Arizona-New Mexico border. You know, the question is, and I always say it's the $2.5 billion question. That's how much the fund has paid out in 31 years. Why wasn't somebody looking out for New Mexico in 1990 when this fund was set up to begin with?
Tell me exactly what it is that you would like to achieve in this bill.
We are asking them to modernize the program because they haven't done that in 31 years. And what that means is we're asking for the one-time payout of restitution to go from $50,000 to $150,000. And we're asking them to provide health care coverage to anybody who is suffering with cancer and qualifies for the program. In other words, meets all the other qualifications.
Would it go also to survivors of people who died from certain kinds of cancers?
The one-time restitution payment absolutely can be applied for by, you know, loved ones on behalf of their deceased relatives. The other thing, Dennis, yeah, that's very important about what we're asking for is we're asking that they make the qualification period for the New Mexico downwinders to begin in 1944 when they started doing the first radioactive lanthanum tests in Los Alamos. That would mean that anybody who lived in New Mexico during that time frame and then eventually got one of the compensable cancers, then they would qualify for the restitution and the health care coverage.
We've been talking with Tina Cordova, who is a co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. Tina, thank you very much, and good luck on with the vigil and the forum.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
For more information about the July 17th vigil in Tularosa, or the latest on the legislation currently being drafted on behalf of the downwinders, you should check out trinitydownwinders.com.
The song Downwind was written and recorded by Paul Pino.
In a small town, 30 miles from Trinity site. I wonder which way the wind blew on July the 16th, 1945.